Dr. Grant explained that the process to develop the COVID-19 vaccine was not rushed. He said the virus which causes COVID-19 had previously existed, which means that research on the virus was already ongoing.
The primary concern slash myth is that this vaccine was rushed, and as a result, it can't be good. The virus that causes COVID is the SARS-CoV-2 virus, and this belongs to a family of viruses known as the coronaviruses. There are 7 coronaviruses that have transitioned from animal to humans, of which 3 have caused significant illness. The first of them was identified back in 2003. Which was the SARS virus. And at that point in time, scientists and doctors around the world were very concerned that it could become a pandemic. So research started on making a vaccine against that coronavirus. We were able to control that virus, and the research was sort of like put on hold. In 2012, we had the appearance or the emergence of MERS, which is the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. Again, the vaccine was revisited and actually got to phase two trials, which it was being tried in humans. And there were absolutely no side effects to shout about. But again, we got the MERS under control, and this information was put on hold. So then we had the emergence of SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID. And again, this information, which was in hibernation, for the want of a better way of putting it, was dusted off, and it was revisited and built on from there. So this vaccine, a vaccine against a coronavirus, was literally 17 years, 18 years in the making.
That was District Medical Officer for the Southern Grenadines, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, Chairman of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, Dr. Keith Rowley, says no member state had been informed officially of an offer of 500,000 coronavirus vaccines from India. In the Dominican Republic, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases stands at 247,977. Internationally, France's health regulator has recommended that only people aged 55 and over should be given the AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine due to reports of blood clots, while given the green light to resume its use after a brief suspension. Meanwhile, a digital certificate to kickstart foreign travel should be given to citizens across the EU without discrimination. The aim is to enable anyone vaccinated against COVID-19 or who has tested negative or recently recovered from the virus to travel within the EU. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.